This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Nitric oxide is a vital signaling molecule in cardiovascular health. We all make nitric oxide in our bodies, but as we age, it starts to diminish naturally. Being proactive in maintaining nitric oxide levels is vital for healthful aging because an underperforming cardiovascular system will limit the effectiveness of any other supplementation in your regimen. Just two capsules of Berkeley Life daily provides the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support energy levels, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve general circulation. It's the professional-grade nitric oxide supplement that I recommend and prescribe for my patients. This is only available from healthcare providers. To get your Berkeley Life professional supplements, just go to drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life. That's drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life. You can also get Berkeley Life's patented nitric oxide test strips to conveniently test your own nitric oxide levels safely and easily at home. That's drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life for Berkeley Life nitric oxide supplements.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We're here. I'm in the doctor's office, ready to receive your questions. Of course, the big topic today, it's coronavirus. We're still in the midst of a pandemic. 877-726-8255 if you want to reach out and share your experience with COVID-19 or questions of a pressing nature about, all aspects of care for coronavirus, from high-tech methods to testing to nutritional support. We're here to answer your questions. 877-726-8255 is our number. And that's actually our number throughout the week, and we actually have some recorded questions 24/7. You can call 877-726-8255, and you can query me on all aspects of the current crisis. We're going to focus on coronavirus today. I very much look forward to the day when we don't have to be talking about coronavirus. We can get back to our usual format, talking about all aspects of intelligent medicine, about diet, supplements, exercise, and also advances in high-tech medicine. We put those all together for you each weekend here on Intelligent Medicine. And I don't know about you, but let's get, kind of like Groundhog Day, wake up, rinse, repeat, watch a lot of cable news, watch the experts get on and opine, watch some of the heated political debate about what we should do or what we should not be doing or what we should have been doing, a lot of Monday morning quarterbacking, watching briefings from our governmental leaders here in New York. It's Andrew Cuomo. And then on the national scene, it's Trump and Fauci and all the various experts that they're parading before us. And so it's a steady diet of coronavirus news. And last week when I did this broadcast, I said that we were about to embark on the beginning of the middle of this pandemic. And I'm here at the epicenter of coronavirus here in New York City, and there's quite a lot of pressure in the hospitals. And I've, talked to some of the people in the hospitals, and they're working very, very hard to save lives. But unfortunately, they're seeing a lot of death, a lot of people on ventilators who really don't have much of a chance of making it. And the death toll is mounting. But the curve is flattening. And we're kind of at the point where, if you've ever been on a roller coaster, we've reached the top and we're sort of at that equipoise at the top before we start going downhill. And I'm hoping that the downhill course will accelerate. I'm not talking about downhill in terms of the severity of the epidemic. I'm talking about downhill in terms of the number of cases and the number of deaths. And pretty soon, hopefully by the end of April, we'll begin to see ourselves emerging from the COVID-19 pandemic. It won't be over. There still will be some concerns. There will be very, very long-lasting social and economic consequences, but we got to find our way out. And, you know, I'm going to talk a little bit about what the pathway to normalization is going to look like. 877-726-8255. This headline, why are health food stores closing during this pandemic? This comes to us as an action alert from one of the organizations I'm a board member of. And by the way, I've been very busy because we've been having a lot of webinars and board meetings. I'm conducting business, also doing telemedicine and phone calls with patients. And I've been doing a lot of podcasts on this subject. So if you go to drhoffman.com, there's a resource page. And we've been generating about two or three times the usual content, focusing entirely on coronavirus and the many, many aspects of it. So go to drhoffman.com. There's a resource page that's our coronavirus page where we have a summation of all the things that we're doing around this subject. I'm interviewing people at a breakneck pace, and we've got some great ones that are about to be published next week, some very, very important interviews with experts on various aspects of coronavirus. But this headline caught my attention. Why are health food stores closing during this pandemic? The Alliance for Natural Health has put out an action alert. One state governor is shutting down health food stores that sell vital supplements as, quote, non-essential businesses. We must fight back and make sure others don't follow suit. And that's pretty crazy because this is happening in the state of Nevada, which is kind of a free fire zone for getting a lot of stuff. It's, you know, the home of the Bunny Ranch. Prostitution is legal. You can do all manner of things in Nevada that you can't do in other states. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, so the saying goes. But they're saying that you can't go to a health food store for 30 days. pretty crazy. Because I think that health food stores are truly essential during this pandemic. And, you know, there are doubters. There are some stories like this one. This comes to us from a English paper. It's actually from the British Broadcasting System, BBC.com. COVID-19, can boosting your immune system protect you? And that's boosting is in quotation marks. You know, the Dr. Evil quotes, can boosting your immune system protect you? And what they're saying here is that there's no such thing as boosting immunity. You know, all the pills out there, trendy superfoods, wellness habits, all that stuff is you know, the idea that this is a shortcut to a healthy immune system, that's a myth. In fact, they say the concept of, quote, boosting your immune system doesn't hold any scientific meaning whatsoever. And in the Canadian Dietitians Association has published an official opinion on coronavirus, and they say, simply put, you cannot boost, again, the word is in Dr. Evil quotation marks, you cannot boost your immune system through diet, and no specific food supplement or natural health product will prevent you from catching COVID-19. Well, I agree with that. I mean, you're not going to get a perfect bulwark. You won't become invulnerable by taking, you know, vitamin A or C or D or zinc or selenium. I agree. You know, elderberry is not a perfect amulet to prevent evil from befalling you. But we're going to talk about some of the natural things that you can do to support your immune response during this time. I think this is actually a wonderful opportunity to get our ducks in a row when it comes to optimizing the health of Americans. And yeah, the temptations are great and we're locked down, and you know, see some articles in various publications, in the New York Times, for example, saying this is not the time to exercise dietary discipline. You're not going to lose weight. You're going to need to indulge in some comfort foods. That's what people are gravitating towards in the stores because they store easily. You can make one trip to the supermarket and stock up for a couple of weeks, minimize your chance of exposure, and just buy a lot of packaged goods and frozen stuff and processed food that you can pop in the microwave. Forget about fresh fruits and vegetables because they're perishable, and then you have to go back to the store every day and further increase your chance of exposure. And, you know, maybe a little ice cream, some cookies, something to provide you with emotional rescue during these challenging times. Well, no, I think, and I'm going to try and make that point during this broadcast, that this is a crucial time to work on optimizing your health, because you can indeed, I don't prefer the word boost, but you can indeed support your immune system. And it is very, very clear that by various means, you can increase the odds that you will have a mild infection or be asymptomatic, and certainly reduce the chances that you'll go down that slippery slope towards cytokine storm and ending up in a hospital, or worse yet, on a ventilator, or ultimately in a cemetery due to coronavirus. The nice thing about this is that we do have a locus of control. No, we don't have a cure. And yes, there's a randomness to the possibility of exposure. Yes, social distancing can minimize that, but we can also take our fate in our own hands. And by dint of healthy lifestyle, diet, supplements, the right kind of exercise, given the limiting circumstances for getting outside and going to gyms, and optimizing our sleep habits, we can indeed reduce the toll of coronavirus and thereby also reduce the toll of all the terrible degenerative diseases, cancer, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, stroke, that are killing Americans in unprecedented numbers. So that's the clarion call to action on today's Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255 is our number. We'd love to hear from you. Share your experiences. Pose your questions. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out, which help support positive mood and relaxation. GABA, 5-HTP, SAMe, L-tryptophan, and Mucuna extract. With current economic and living conditions causing widespread sadness and tension, these neurotransmitters and their precursors can help support positive mood and relaxation. That's according to numerous clinical studies. Their ingredients are backed by solid scientific data. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, with their trademarked postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255. We're here to answer your questions about COVID-19, the coronavirus pandemic. We have lots to share with you this hour and next, so stay with us. Marilyn in Manhattan, welcome to Intelligent Medicine. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I listen to you every Saturday. Of course, I've been listening to you for years and years and years. I can't even remember how long it's been.
Excellent.
My question, of course, is on the virus. And I have a lot of things I want to ask you about it, but one is, you know, how long, is a person infectious? Now, if somebody has it, do you recommend taking the hydrochlorothiazine?
Right. Plaquenil. Okay, so, a couple of questions there. One, and this is a very important question, is if you have it, and, say, you got a cough and a sore throat and body aches and fever, and these days, I mean, it could be something else, but it could, it's highly likely that you have COVID-19. And so what is the official view on that? Say, you're recovering, you're completely better. Can you go back outside? Are you a risk to other people? And the answer is we don't precisely know, and it may differ from person to person. And I'm actually looking at the official statement by the Centers for Disease Control. And the question, same as you posed, how long should I stay home in isolation if I have the coronavirus disease? Say you were one of the lucky ones who were able to get the test, the PCR test that confirms it. And the answer is vague. It says stay at home until instructed to leave. By whom and by what criteria? I don't know. Patients with confirmed COVID-19 should remain under home isolation precautions until the risk of secondary transmission to others is thought to be low. Talk to your healthcare provider. Well, I'm a healthcare provider, and I'm not even sure what the answer is. And I'm probably, if you asked Anthony Fauci, Dr. Birx, they wouldn't know precisely either. I mean, it's thought that from the time of recovery, to the point where you're not shedding any infectious viral particles may last a couple of weeks, but we don't precisely know. For some people, it might clear earlier. For some people, it might persist. We do know that a lot of people who aren't even aware that they have been afflicted with coronavirus may be carriers. Well before they're starting to feel ill, they're infectious. And that's actually one of the reasons for the success of this virus, is that it hitches a ride on people and unawares they can be spreaders even when they're feeling relatively well for a few days until they're immobilized. Of course, a virus that would immediately immobilize everyone in bed, it wouldn't spread so readily. This one is spreading, unfortunately, like wildfire, especially in certain communities. So the question is whether you use hydroxychloroquine. I don't know. A couple of basis of evidence. One is just to look at what it does, theoretically. And it is not an antiviral, but it does have interesting properties. It's anti-inflammatory, and it may do several things to impede the progress of the infection. So it's not something that's going to stop the virus dead. It's not an antiviral medication. It's actually designed as an anti-inflammatory and originally based on an anti-malarial drug, chloroquine, which was administered to a lot of GIs as far back as World War II, but also in Vietnam. So the answer is, and another line of evidence is talking to clinicians and talking to patients who've tried it. And some patients swear that from the time they took it, they've taken a turn for the better. And that may be coincidental. It's certainly anecdotal. There are several trials underway to evaluate its effectiveness, particularly when combined with azithromycin. The president the other day threw in zinc as something that is a plausible add-on to that. He was reviled and mocked for saying that zinc could be helpful, but we know that zinc is actually good for the immune system, and it may be that hydroxychloroquine actually helps zinc be better absorbed and get to the cells where it's needed to exert its antiviral effects. So, what I'm thinking is we got to keep an open mind. Many, many doctors that I know are using it, on the front lines and hospitalized patients. And pretty soon, they're rapidly developing trials. We'll know whether it works or not. Thanks for that question. Really appreciate you calling, Marilyn, and keep listening. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today, available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
To find the Kyolic formula right for you, go to Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com.
This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with one of my personal solutions to better cardiovascular health, Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Nitric oxide is a vital signaling molecule in cardiovascular health. We all make nitric oxide in our bodies, but as we age, it starts to diminish naturally. Being proactive in maintaining nitric oxide levels is vital for healthful aging. Just two capsules of Berkeley Life daily provides the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support energy levels, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve general circulation. It's the professional-grade nitric oxide supplement that I recommend and prescribe for my patients. This is only available from healthcare providers. To get your Berkeley Life professional supplements, just go to drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. That's drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. You can also get Berkeley Life's patented nitric oxide test strips to conveniently test your own nitric oxide levels safely and easily at home. That's drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. Berkeley Life nitric oxide supplements. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number for this special edition of Intelligent Medicine that concerns itself with the coronavirus, as we have week to week kept you abreast of developments on the emerging COVID-19 front. And this week is no exception. There's some very important developments that I want to share with you. 877-726-8255 for questions. Let's go. Headline, why is New Orleans coronavirus death rate 7 times New York's? And the answer, or at least the hypothesis, is that obesity is a factor. This story came out this week in Reuters. The coronavirus has been a far deadlier threat in New Orleans than the rest of the United States, with a per capita death rate much higher than in New York City. Doctors, public health officials, and available data say the Big Easy's high levels of obesity and related ailments may be part of the problem. And that really speaks to the notion that our diets, our lifestyles, may be very influential in terms of not whether we're going to get coronavirus, because I suspect that once we have available antibody testing, and we'll talk a little bit more about that subject later in the program, we'll discover that a very high percentage of us have already been exposed to it. And some of us inadvertently, we may have been what's termed asymptomatic. We may have simply contracted it, carried it, maybe spread it, but we didn't suffer any consequences. But there's some people who go down that deadly cascade towards what's called cytokine storm. It's a highly inflammatory state where the lungs fill up with fluid and the organs fail. And under those circumstances, when you're in a ventilator, death rates could be as high as 50-80%. Being on a ventilator is not necessarily a save for a lot of these people. They're even questioning sometimes the early use of ventilators, because being on a ventilator is no picnic. It is a very debilitating experience, and it may drive some people's downhill courses. So what's going on in New Orleans? Well, we sort of saw that in the wake of Hurricane Katrina. A lot of people who live in that area are very sick. They're dependent on medication. They're dependent on medical care. They're dependent on air conditioning. And once exposed to the elements and without medication, they're highly vulnerable. And it has been shown that individuals who have diabetes, hypertension, pre-existing cardiovascular disease, the elderly, but not all the elderly, because there have been some remarkable cases of survival, particularly stories coming from Italy where the population is really quite aged, suggesting that you can survive even as a centenarian. Remarkable stories of survival in people aged 100 and 103, and even one case, I think a guy was 107, who underwent some distress but then recovered. These are metabolically healthy individuals. It's estimated, unfortunately, that only 12% of us are truly metabolically healthy. We're free of hypertension, diabetes, we're normal weight. Those who are normal weight past a certain age in this country are a relative rarity. And so it may be that these conditions which predispose us to poor circulation and inflammation and immune suppression, or potentially, you know, it's not necessarily great to have an overexuberant immune system when you have this. Your immune system, if it's out of kilter, can drive organ failure and fluid in the lungs and so on. These comorbidities are things that are within our control to some extent. I can think of hundreds of instances during my long career of many decades where we've taken people who were diabetic, full-blown diabetics, and through the right kind of diet program with certain supplements and exercise, they've essentially reversed that, become non-diabetic. I'm not talking about type 1 diabetics. Those are insulin-dependent individuals that will require insulin, but individuals with type 2 diabetes, especially associated with obesity, a little extra weight, they can lose 10, 20, 30 pounds, turn it all around. So another important theory surrounding this, and there was an urgent letter to the editor of the British Medical Journal, and a lot of things are being published medically with kind of a rapid response. Preventing a COVID-19 pandemic and vitamin D deficiency. This is a letter to the editor of the BMJ, the British Medical Journal, which points out, why are death rates disproportionately higher in elderly Italians, Spanish, Swedish, Somali, and African Americans? What's the connection? Well, it's true that, you know, some of these groups, they're more impoverished. They don't have jobs that enable them to travel comfortably to work in their Lexus SUVs. They have to take public transportation. They're packed closely together. They sometimes live in quarters where, you know, lots of family members are crammed into a small number of rooms and with in close proximity. But maybe the common denominator, at least in part, is vitamin D deficiency. And they point out that, for example, in Chicago, 70% of COVID-19 deaths are black. And that correlates with the unfortunate fact that 84% of African-American men and women over 65 have been found to be vitamin D deficient. It's partially because of dark skin, because the way that you get vitamin D, if you're not taking oral vitamin D, is through sunlight exposure. And yeah, if you live in the northern latitudes, in Chicago, Minneapolis, Seattle, Boston, and you've got dark skin, during the months of roughly October through April, you're not going to be able to make a lot of vitamin D through sunlight exposure. It's too cold. The sun's too dim. And what's interesting is that contrasts with what's happening in Africa, where dark-skinned individuals populate that continent. But so far, we've not seen a big, big surge in cases of COVID-19 in the very, very self-same genetic population. Interesting, huh? They say, in contrast, in continental Africa, while vitamin D deficiency exists, does not appear to be as widespread as in the United States because it's warmer and people wear less clothes and they get sunlight exposure because of prolonged time in the sun and outside. What about Italy? Lots of deaths. They did a survey in Italy of 700 women aged 60 to 80. They had values of vitamin D lower than 5 nanograms per ml. You have to translate that because we don't use that scale in the United States. Multiply that by 2.5. It's still lousy. 5 times 2.5 is what? 12.5. That's very low vitamin D by U.S. standards. 27% of women had a vitamin D lower than 12.5 and lower than 12 nanograms per ml multiplied by 2.5. That's, you know, roughly lower than 30. In as many as 76% of these senior women in Italy who became highly vulnerable to COVID-19. So what they're proposing in this letter to the editor of British Medical Journal, we need studies. They need to test all COVID-19 patients in hospitals for vitamin D. At the same time, they get COVID-19 tests, check their vitamin D. And they also need to do intervention trials where they give people vitamin D. Vitamin D, by the way, very important for immunity. It helps with something called cathelicidin, which is peptide compound that has strong antibacterial and antiviral effects. And also vitamin D is just, it does a multiplicity of things. It's an immune regulator. It may also help to tamp down inflammation. And so it's, you know, not simply a quote immune booster. It's an immune regulator working through a multiplicity of pathways to help people resist infection. In fact, you know, in the old days, before we had effective treatments for TB, and it was only in the post-World War II era that we developed these treatments and they became widespread. There was no treatment for people with consumption or tuberculosis. And what they did is they sent them to sanatoriums in the mountains. Often, you know, kids in the inner city who lived in slums and tenements would get tuberculosis. They didn't get to play outside. They lived in dark alleys. And they would send them on trains to the country where they would breathe fresh air, and they would sit in the sunshine. And, you know, many of them got better. It was not a fail-safe remedy against tuberculosis, but it did help. And that's because of vitamin D production when you get exposed to sunlight. It's well known that vitamin D is effective. So these are some important preventive measures. Optimize your metabolic fitness. Make sure that you're not diabetic, hypertensive, obese. These are things that we can reverse through natural means. Not everybody with high blood pressure can control their blood pressure naturally. It's sometimes people are past the pale. But blood pressure can be reduced and your dependency on medications can be minimized through natural measures. And similarly, by taking prudent supplementation, vitamin D is an example, but there are many others, we can develop a little bit of a measure of control over this unpredictable, rampant foe. 877-726-8255 is our number. And let me share this suggestion with you. If you're looking to give your immune system a boost, there is something plausible you can do. It's a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of healthy benefits, including its antimicrobial effects, they're well known, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary, we know, aids circulation. It helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean, and they produce it in the United States, so there are no supply chain problems. You can still get it. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216. Or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's Future, P-H-A-R-M. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Okay, 877-726-8255 is our number. When we return, we're going to take some of your phone calls, and we're also going to talk about testing and how testing might help us to transition to normalcy, but there's some caveats about the current tests available. This is Intelligent Medicine. Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We're here for you during this coronavirus crisis, and our number is 877-726-8255. And that number, by the way, is available to you 24/7. So should you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday with some urgent question in your mind, you can't sleep, and you want to get through to us, you can record a question. We have actually a couple of questions along the same lines, which we will air now, and then I'll take a shot at answering him.
Yes, hello. Couldn't they sanitize those N95 masks by putting them in the microwave for a short time? Either that or hang them outside the sunlight on a clothesline? Thank you.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I saw your article in Global News Canada, and it made me wonder about the reuse of the N95 medical masks. What is the way to treat it at home with hydrogen peroxide? For example, should we hang it after we spray it with hydrogen peroxide in a sunny window for added benefit, or should we simply spray it with hydrogen peroxide and that'll be good enough? Thank you so much for answering my question. Have a great day.
Okay. This week, a very funny thing happened. I started getting a lot of queries about my article in Global News Canada, and I've never ever written anything for Global News Canada, except there is a Dr. Ronald Hoffman, yeah, it's a fairly common name, who wrote an article in Global News Canada, which is entitled, Can Masks Be Sterilized and Reused in the Fight Against Coronavirus? And so I got an enormous number of inquiries about my so-called article there, I didn't write it. I didn't write the article. What the guy is saying is, okay, so first of all, there's a shortage of masks. And especially, I mean, you can get the ordinary mask. You can make your own cloth mask. Those masks are not as effective either in keeping the virus from being inhaled by you. And they're also not as effective, and this has been demonstrated, in prevent, you know, for the precise reason that people wear masks, which is if you're inadvertently carrying the virus, or maybe you're recovering from an infection, maybe you're still sick and you gotta, you know, have contact with other people, you still can push viral particles through those cloth masks, those improvised home cloth masks or those paper masks, because they're somewhat porous, or you can breathe around it, or if you cough or sneeze, virtually any mask is not going to provide a complete seal, and you can actually blow past the mask and spread viral particles outside. So the top-line masks that are available are these so-called N95 masks. Everybody's like going for them. I managed to secure a couple for myself and family members early in this pandemic. But they're very, very cumbersome to wear. I don't really like to go out and, you know, walk around with them or exercise with them, especially because they're very, very limiting in terms of your breathing ability. I wear them when I'm in a store, you know, when I'm, there's, forced close proximity. But anyway, this guy, Ronald Hoffman, says what you can do is you can spray these N95 masks if you want to reuse them, because they're expensive and there's a shortage of them. And then you can hang them out in the sunlight, and then the sunlight will disinfect them. By the way, it's a very bad idea to try and microwave a mask, because you can A, damage it, or B, a lot of these masks have metal parts in them. So you're going to get a Mr. Sparky effect in your microwave. That's a super bad idea. Don't go there at all. Don't put your mask in the oven because it could catch fire. These are not the way to sterilize masks. The official word comes from the people who the Centers for Disease Control who say that these masks not be decontaminated. You know that these are really disposable masks. They're really for one use only. But what they're saying is, if there truly is a shortage, and hopefully there won't be, what they're suggesting is that they issue healthcare practitioners who are in a hospital setting 5 masks, and that they rotate these masks. And usually by 5 days of not wearing them, you put them in a bag and keep them in a closet or something away from, you know, exposure to somebody, that after 5 days, the virus needs human cells to survive, and after 5 days, it's likely to go away. But spraying them with alcohol or hydroperoxide could potentially degrade the masks, damage the material of the masks, and is not advisable. So, you know, the point is, these masks are designed to be disposable, and unfortunately, because of the shortage, we're having to reuse them. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255. Important question about mask reuse. If you got a regular cloth mask, just wash it with soap and water. The soap will kill the virus. This is Intelligent Medicine.